me a mission. I got demons to slay. Communication major talking this way. Anxious world, what's going on, my good people? I thank you all for tuning in to another episode of the Anxiety About Anxiety podcast. I'm your honored and just blessed, thankful host, Keith, back here doing what I love to do, sharing these stories and these motivational stories of overcoming any mental health challenges that a person is having in their life or been through in their life. Man, I'm super blessed, man, to be here doing this again and doing it with my heart in it. Doing it with my heart in it. You know, the challenges that I have faced, the doubt that I've been going through or I went through is slowly subsiding. I'm getting that fire and that desire to come back and just, you know, do what I do and not think about what nobody else has to say about it. That's the awesome thing about this platform. We got to let go of what people think about us. We got to let go of what people might say about what we're either doing or what we've been through. And we just need to talk about it and get it out there to the masses. Let them know, hey, you might be going through something, but as long as you can speak about it, get it under control and share your story, you're doing what you need to do. And so that's what I'm here, back here doing. I feel refreshed. I feel ready to go. I'm going to keep bringing you stuff. I'm going to keep bringing you new episodes every week. We're going to blast them out like we used to. We're going to get consistent again, a week by week basis. No more 2 weeks here, 3 weeks here, 2 days here. I apologize for that. I'm back on my grind, being an advocate for this mental health community, for mental health in general, stress, mental depression, anxiety, PTSD. See PTSD. Like, man, I'm learning so I learned so much, but now I'm refreshing myself on different type of disorders, what people are going through, and just experiences through life. Man, I didn't honestly encountered a lot of people lately that's really going through some tough times. And you know, I try to lend a helping hand and just be a friend and somebody that can understand. Sometimes you probably can't even talk to them. You can't have a one-on-one dialogue because you don't want to get too much into their business. But just letting them know that, hey, how are you doing today? Is everything okay with you? Just acknowledging them is something that I try to do. And I encounter these people a lot, especially, you know, at work sometimes. And I'm just trying to do my part to just be like, hey, I understand. I just want to see if you're doing okay. That's all. So they understand that, hey, somebody cares. Somebody understands what I'm going through. That is the goal. And so, yeah, we're back to doing what we got to do. And so on this episode, I got a gentleman by the name of Nick Johnson. And Nick's going to open up about his challenges and his struggle with anxiety and an intense amount of stress running a corporate organization. And he's going to open up about trying to cope with that stress and that anxiety by turning to alcohol, which, you know, a lot of people tend to do. It's something that's easy. It's right there. You know, it's easier than sometimes going to the doctor or to a therapist or a counselor and talking to them. You know, you can just run into the store and, you know, grab that bottle and, you know, try to suppress those feelings. Been there, done that. I actually found myself doing that a little over the last couple months or so, you know, running, you know, having a couple beers or, you know, a shot of this and trying to, you know, get that anxiety or that stress off of your shoulders, only for it to come back. Soon as that drink wear off, it comes right back. It does not go anywhere. You're just suppressing it for that couple hours or that day. So it comes back. But yeah, Nick's going to open up about that and, you know, trying to run a corporate organization and how that stress was, you know, weighing heavy on him. And, not really wanting to open up and talk about it with his coworkers or anybody, because, you know, in that corporate setting, you don't want to be looked at as weak. You know, you want to be looked up to as a strong individual that can run a company. So he's going to talk about that and just how he was able to combat that and, you know, overcome that and become the person that he is today. And he's going to talk about his book. And I encourage all you guys to go out there and look that up. He's going to give you all that information. So, Nick, I just want to say I appreciate you for coming on the show and sharing your story and, you know, being a voice for mental health. And just what you're doing, just speaking about it and highlighting what you've been through. I totally believe it will help people out there that will get some value from it. And once again, I appreciate it, Nick. Thank you a million times. I really, really do appreciate it. Hopefully I hear from you again. We can stay connected, Nick. As for me, like I said before, I'm back doing what I love to do. I got a lot of stuff down the pipeline. I'm opening it up, I just have a lot of gentlemen, a lot of fellas, a lot of guys out there that's opening up to me and, you know, going to share their story or their thoughts on why we don't, as gentlemen, don't talk about our mental health. As Nick is going to explain in his recording, we don't want to be looked as weak. As a person, you know, we don't want to be that guy over there is struggling with his mental health. He's weak. We don't want that. So that's my plan for probably the next 2 to 3 months. You're going to hear a lot of guys on here. So sorry, ladies, I will be back to having stories about you too. I just feel like I just want to focus on my fellas out there and get that out there and turn that around a little bit. So let's jump into this episode. Once again, Nick, thank you. I appreciate it 100 times over. I will be back next week with another inspirational story, viewpoint, all of the above. So thank you so much. Everybody stay safe. Stay blessed.
Okay, thank you. Okay, it's Nick Johnson here doing the self-recording of the podcast. The first question is, what mental health disorders have you dealt with through your life? Anxiety, depression, or bipolar, etc. And my answer is that a lot of anxiety, and later on also in my career, stress, and that led indeed later on to depression. I didn't talk about my challenges, so that was the big issue for me, that I kept it secret. So a lot of loneliness also in this, and this also led me to picking up an alcohol addiction. In order to depress my feelings and so on and to feel better, I picked up too much alcohol, and in the end, it became an addiction. So those are the disorders that I've been struggling with through my life. Question 2, your overall experience with a mental health disorder. The issue with my disorders was that I kept it secret and silent, and that, according to me, is the biggest problem, because if we hide behind the smile, then no one really knows. And in my book called Executive Loneliness, I actually call this a smiling depression. And this is very common for senior executives like myself. I worked my way up the career ladder. And in my book, I also interviewed other senior executives, and I realized that I was not alone. It's very, very common for someone working their way up in the corporate ladder, that you are hiding your weaknesses and your issues and your challenges simply because you want to make it to the next level, and you want to perhaps become the big GM or the managing director of the company one day. That was one goal I had, and nothing was going to come in the way for me to reach the top of the career. And in the end, I found myself in a company with 300-400 staff as the general manager. And before I knew it, I was feeling lonely. That was a challenge for me, and I was not ready for it. I was not prepared for it. And this is nothing that the school prepared me for. No one told me about it. Looking back now at this, I knew I could have dealt with it in a different way. So the number one issue for me was the silence and the loneliness that came with that. But the disorders were all part of it. And they would have been solved if I only spoke about it. So that was the issue. Number three, the difficulties you faced throughout your life as a result of your mental health disorder. Well, it's been huge pain and it's been a roller coaster of a journey. It led me to a divorce in 2015. It also led me to living in seven countries, resigning from jobs and being fired from jobs simply because I was covering up for something that was not really functioning behind the scene. I was working hard, delivering results, but I was not feeling good behind the scene. And when you're not feeling good about yourself, then relationships can, from time to time, both at work and at home, become difficulty. And that was what I was facing. And I didn't want to face the issues and challenges. So if I was laid off from a job, I wouldn't talk about it to anyone. I would just simply leave the country and move to another place and get a new job there. And I would tell everyone on the outside and even my family and close friends that, well, I was just tired of that job. This is a better opportunity. So I would make every move seem like it was a great opportunity. But behind the scene, and the truth was that it was not. I was indeed going through a very challenging time. And it was some reasons why I left the job, such as feeling lonely, depressed, or having a lot of anxiety. Number four, how to cope with it. In my case, it had to go pretty far. I had to be hospitalized for my disorder before I started to recover. For a long time, I was trying to look up on Google, reading books, and self-medicate myself to get well. Nothing worked. And I have to say that one of the drugs that I used the most to feel better about myself was alcohol. But as you all know, that's not going to be sustainable. I used it perhaps after work when I was stressed to calm down, to feel a bit relaxed, to feel at ease. I felt that I've done a good job and I deserved it. And perhaps it worked for the short term, but the next day it felt worse and it was a downward spiral for me. I also then stopped exercising. I put on weight. My health gradually went down. And it went as far as that I really realized that I have to stop alcohol and I have to get better and healthier if I want to break the pattern here. But it was very difficult. So when I finally wanted to stop alcohol, I was addicted to it. And that was a scary moment when you want to stop, but you cannot stop. At that point, basically, I realized that the addiction was running my life and ruining my life. And I could not have any moment of peace without alcohol in my body. So what I had to do was I had to come to an anonymous support group for other problem drinkers to get support with this. And this was perhaps, in my case, life-saving because my health and my organs in my body was very bad at this time. And I can remember lying on my bed, looking at my left foot, which was so swollen from the anxiety, but also from overconsumption of alcohol. I was wondering what will happen to my foot. And it was so swollen that I couldn't get on a sock and a shoe at that stage. And that's when I decided to really, really ask for help. And that was the change and what really, really turned everything around and how I started to cope with it. And first, I only spoke about my issue and my challenge with a doctor and at hospital and in this anonymous support group. But after a while, I started to get some confidence and I started to tell a few close friends about what was going on. I told my family and I started suddenly to feel much, much, much better about myself. So this was one way for me to cope with it, was to start talking about it. And it was only 1 year into my recovery when a friend of mine, sadly, died of suicide here in Singapore where I live. And that was a wake-up call for me. I had at this stage only spoken about my challenges and issues in a pretty safe environment. But when he sadly went way too early, I decided to speak up. I decided to tell people about the issues I had been facing a year earlier and that I was now in recovery, feeling much better. I did at that time a LinkedIn post that went viral. And before I knew it, I found myself in a radio interview telling the whole world about my recovery. I was in the newspaper and magazines, and this was the start of a long journey for me. And It led to that I've started to write my own book, a book called Executive Loneliness, which you can find on Amazon. It's a bestseller on Amazon, where I'm sharing my journey and indeed how could I cope with my disorder and how could I overcome this loneliness and these feelings I had inside me and how could I break then the alcoholic addiction. And I'm happy and proud to say that thanks to the people who helped me in the program, I'm this week 4 years without alcohol, and it has been the biggest relief and the best thing I have ever done for myself and my family and my loved ones, to actually manage to stop the bad pattern I had with that. Many other things also came back to me in my life, and today my life is great. What I can recommend to everyone here on the last question is that you need to talk about how you feel. You cannot suppress your feelings. If, for example, at work, you cannot talk to your boss, your colleagues, or HR, find a safe place outside your work where you can talk about your challenges. May it be to a doctor, a therapist, or an anonymous support group, or perhaps get a coach, a mentor, whoever it is. Make sure you never ever go to bed with something really, really burning on your mind, and you have that pain in your chest that it's painful and you don't know how to deal with it. You must find someone to talk about it. That is my number one tip. A second tip then is, once you have learned this, is never go to bed. Also, if you have said something rude or sent an email that was not polite, or a message to someone during the day that was not nice, go back and make amends before you go to bed. Write the message to them, say, sorry, that didn't come out right. Let me call you tomorrow. You do that to clean, basically, your inventory every single day. So when you go to bed, you know that you've done everything you can to be the best person for everyone around you. So that's my final tip. And if you read my book, Executive Loneliness, you can in more detail see the 5 steps to overcome loneliness. Thank you so much.